he was the healthy one, and all of a sudden he wasn't. So how do you keep your business running when you get that call? And again, that call can come in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, in the middle of your next launch. So when it happens, what steps have you put in place to make sure you're okay?
Smart and savvy people do 5 things to protect themselves during a family and or personal crisis. They are also the 5 most important things you can do to grow and protect your wealth. Remember to subscribe to Genius Network so that you don't miss a future episode. Visit geniusnetwork.com/subscribe for more.
Imagine it's the busiest time of the year for you and your business. Things are going great, but as usual, in the life of an entrepreneur, you have no cushion for error. Then the phone rings and you're told a loved one has a health emergency. Within hours, you're on an airplane leaving behind your immediate family, your business, your customers, unsure of when you'll be back. If this happened to you, do you have somebody you trust who could step in to manage your business while you're gone? Do you have the money that would allow you to leave your business? Do you have a plan in place that would allow you to do such a thing? For over 20 years as a healthcare lawyer, Mary Jane Dykeman has seen this happen time and time again. Families thrown into sudden chaos because of an illness or an accident, emotions running high. MJ is a consummate hospital CEO and team whisperer. Her wise counsel to hospitals, mental health and addiction agencies, as well as assisted living, has taught her that a health emergency can cause havoc for entrepreneurs like us and our families. And yet it happens every day. Earlier this year, MJ received such a call. Her father's health took a sudden turn. Within hours, she was flying to another city in Canada, moving in with her parents for a month of her father's final days on earth, continuing to run her thriving law practice at the busiest time in her client's business cycle, launched a major online platform with her business partner, Dre Redfern, and came out on the other side healthy, wealthy, and wise. The reason was she had a plan in place. You'll learn how you too can take simple steps today to give yourself the peace of mind without putting your business and, of course, your mental state totally at risk. Mary Jane's title is Healthy, Wealthy, Wise, your $250,000 protection plan for 2018. Please help me welcome Mary Jane Dykeman. Thank you, dear. Thank you.
I did what Roland said. Okay, now I'll go back. Gotcha. So what are you going to do for 2018, starting today, to be healthy, wealthy, and wise? My question is, could it happen to you? It can, and it did. Dre Redfern, my business partner, an ultimate attorney, an elite cyclist, marketer extraordinaire, hit when he was on his bicycle and had a very bad injury. You can say that's an accident. How could you prepare? We'll see. Susan Moropoche had osteosarcoma. That's the Terry Fox disease. She survived it happily, and we'll celebrate the fine art that she brings us. Kevin Donahue had an acquired brain injury as a result of a motorcycle accident, and he has turned that into the Neuro Performance Academy and his life's work. Many of you have just met Rory Fairbanes at the annual long chat about 1 year no beer and his issues with addiction and several attempts to take his own life. Sean Stevenson will be here tomorrow. As you know, you've heard him speak many times about his health challenges from his earliest days and some of the interventions that have come up since for him. Mike Koenigs, I suspect, has a few things to say, even in the room today. It's more than a few things about being diagnosed with a stage 3A colon cancer and a book to tell you that story and how to thrive. Joe Polish, where'd you go? We know already about addiction and changing that discourse and making that his life's work. And in my case, losing my dad earlier this year had some blessings, but it's a tough event. He was the healthy one, and all of a sudden, he wasn't. So how do you keep your business running when you get that call? And again, that call can come in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, in the middle of your next launch. So when it happens, what steps have you put in place to make sure you're okay? So I'm going to go back. This is actually December 2016. And Joe always tells us you have to be sure to have your takeaways. So what did I take away a year ago? Coming out of 2016, looking forward to 2017, and we were going to crush it and hustle and leverage and do everything else. What did we learn? I learned everyone needs a gym. And so you may think that we're talking about someone other than Charles Poliquin. But this is code for the fact that Joe invited Charles here. And Charles said to all of us, you can take some simple steps. You don't need to be a world-class strength trainer to get it right. So how are we going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise? So first of all, I think, Roland, you just said, do the things that don't cause friction. What can you do right now? Drink some water. It sounds so simple, but that one step, better for your digestion, better for your health overall. That's easy. I've already given you one thing you can do this very minute. Yep, open it up, please. Here we go. I actually also purchased a standing desk because I was told that 20 years in a law practice, crouched over a desk, was wreaking havoc. I had no idea. Standing desk it was. Quality sleep. Somebody mentioned this morning that the focus is going to be on sleep. I think you have to create quality sleep. This is not something that just happens. You have to be intentional about it. And again, whether that's reducing the electronics and creating downtime, whatever that cushion is, getting a bit more exercise, if you do not master sleep, there's research to suggest it will affect your brain ultimately. That is your main resource. You need to protect your brain. Fish oil, again, simple. Pull it out of your bag. Have it at the ready. It's good for your brain, it's good for your heart, and it's good for your digestion. So we've already had enough digestive discussions today, but get going on the fish oil. Strength training, that's one that I didn't do. So in that course of a month of my dad's last 6 weeks, working around the clock, doing teleconferences from his bathroom floor, trying to be quiet, I lost 12 pounds, despite all of these things that I had adopted that I thought would work well for me. So strength training, in fact, Charles Poliquin kicked my ass in May when we came back and said, well, that's not acceptable. So get moving and do it. And we're a very savvy, sophisticated group. We can all hear it, but the test is going to be whether we do it. Tony did it. He told us that this morning. So the takeaway then, going back to December 2016, coming to everyone needs a gym. Now, this was my placeholder picture for Mimi and Jim Jew before I chatted with them. I'd already said to Jim, yeah, I'm going to actually use a photo of Jim, but I put this one in as a placeholder and I decided to keep it because there's also evidence to suggest that if you marry well, and I don't mean for money, you marry well, and that's going to contribute to your health and likely your wealth. But in all seriousness, and Jim is quiet today with Mimi in the room, everyone needs a gym. You need to be healthy. You need to be wealthy. And how are you going to protect the wealth? So if we do what Roland says and we make the money, then what steps are you going to take to protect it? Hire a gym. So it can be Jim or in another jurisdiction, maybe it's someone else. Fair enough. Hire a financial advisor who is going to guide you. Hire well in your own business. And then once you do that, delegate, because we're all quite likely to hire people and then not give them the tools to just go forth and do what they need to do for you. So if you can't let go, then that's going to be your first exercise this year. Get those people in place. What we did in our law firm was I hired a senior lawyer and a junior lawyer and said, fine, I can be replaced. And I'm not offended by that. Create passive income and automate. We had already started a process before my dad fell ill to look at all of our resources and the training that we do. Anything we could do to create passive income, because if you step away suddenly, if you get that call, you don't want to attend to your business. You will not have the opportunity. You think you might be able to juggle both, but I can tell you from personal experience, it's not the case. Wills and powers of attorney. Yes, I know this is where everyone starts to glaze over. Jim will have my full attention, I'm sure. Wills are for when you die. They don't help you while you're alive. Powers of attorney for personal care, for property. You need those in place so that someone can quickly step in and act on your behalf and keep your business running. and you absolutely need to have them. It's not complicated to do it. You do not want to be that guy or that woman who is writing a will on the back of the napkin on your kitchen counter as you hop on that next plane. So I'm not going to canvass the room to see who has them, who doesn't. If you don't have them, get them. If you have them, dig them out and make sure that they're in order and they cover any change in circumstance as well. Insurance, again, it's not the sexiest thing going. Jim and I think it's kind of sexy. Make sure that you have insurance for your business, insurance personally. Make sure that you have all of these bases covered. We heard this morning about insurance for sexual harassment, so maybe that's another frontier to think about. But make sure you are well insured if you need to step out suddenly and then draw on that insurance. Are we there yet? Well, I've got 2 minutes to go, so we'd better be. But actually, we're not. What about whys? So here's the happy family. All the glossy pictures on Facebook, everyone looks well-coordinated and everything else. Are they truly happy or are they dysfunctional? And even if they're not dysfunctional, I can tell you that in a health crisis, it sometimes brings out the worst in people. And families start to squabble about health decisions and financial decisions, and everyone has an opinion. That's half the work I do in my law practice, calming the waters from behind the scenes. Fast forward 30 years. See that girl on the right? She's probably going to swap out the powers of attorney and try to screw her brother. The brother's probably going to sue after the parents die. And there goes the fortune you put in place. I'm telling you, I work with it every day. I am amazed at what I see. And so a wise doctor said to me one day, and it encapsulated my 20 years of law practice. Anybody have one in your family? And if you think there isn't one in every family, it's probably you. So just check. Could it be you? What are you contributing to the situation? Lastly, Pandora's box. So we've talked a little bit this morning and through the day about that stuff that gets set aside that you never pull out into the light. It's the secret. It's the family issue, whatever it is. Buried at the center of the universe. That's what my family liked to do. We were not in a social media age when I was growing up. You've got to consider the point at which you dig that stuff out and finally deal with it. So I can't lecture, but boy, does that bubble up in a health crisis and at the end of life. Protect your business today for tomorrow. Be healthy. Everyone needs a gym, whatever that is. And I took up strength training and was happy to do it. And I'm not going to assume that we couldn't be in a health crisis again. Everyone needs a gym, whatever those steps are that you can take immediately. And do a little personal reconnaissance. Dig out Pandora's box and either dispense with it or lock it away. Healthy, wealthy, wise. Welcome to 2018. And come and tell me what you're doing to make it that year.
Don't miss another episode of Genius Network. Subscribe today. More information can be found at geniusnetwork.com/subscribe. If you'd like to learn more about the Genius Network annual event, go to geniusnetworkevents.com. That's geniusnetworkevents.com. If you would like access to the complete presentation, the show notes, the links, and the special resources for this episode, please visit geniusnetwork.com/110. That's geniusnetwork.com/110.